Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Today's specials are gold medals. Sliced bread and TV are on today's menu because in this episode, we discuss how a fella named James from Carlisle won the Olympic pentathlon gold in Stockholm, Sweden, and what it did for his status in life, as we'll provide you with all the football nostalgia, and it's all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we are podcasting from America's North Shore, bringing you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So in taking the snap from the sportshistorynetwork.com and handing off to pigskindispatch.com, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, your portal to positive football history with inspiring stories about football's history and people and preserving the gridiron history of yesteryear daily. So if you haven't been in the pig pen before, welcome. Let's just sit yourself down, take a look around, and take a listen because we're going to go through the July 7th football history, and our football history headlines are coming up right now. As a matter of fact, our newspapers.com football history headline of the day comes from the Hallett Herald in Hallett, Oklahoma on July 8th, 1912, when they printed the header of Americans Are in Lead. This news story is about the 1912 Stockholm Olympics, and in particular, a pentathlon gold medal win by Carlisle student named James Thorpe on July 7, 1912. Yes, this is before the great gridiron player was famous, and James was in fact Jim Thorpe wins gold as he finished first in four of the events of the pentathlon. The Americans were leading in the medal count after just 4 days after Thorpe's gold and won by fellow American 100-meter champion R.C. Craig of the Detroit YMCA took first place in his event in the early days of the Olympiad. In 1913, Jim Thorpe was stripped of the medals due to playing baseball professionally in 1910. But in 1982, the Olympic honor was restored to the star athlete who played many years as a college and pro football player. If you want to be able to read through some old articles like we did in the Hallett Herald today, you need to check out newspapers.com. At newspapers.com, you can get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the United States, Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and more, dating all the way back to 1798. Get a free one-week subscription to newspapers.com by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. And with a paid subscription, you'll also be helping out to support the production of this and other Sports History Network shows. That's sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. Get those free 7 days right away. July 7th, 1928. Sliced bread is sold for the first time by the Chilcoth Baking Company in Missouri as inventor Otto Frederick Rodwetter invents a machine that evenly portions the loaves. It really has nothing to do with the game of football, but now we have a reference point when somebody says it's the best thing since sliced bread. July 7, 1936, the RCA Company shows the first real TV program which entertained viewers with a comedy monologue, dancing, a fashion show, and a short documentary on trains. Where would we be without football and television having football on it? Now, we have kind of an odd day today because there are no Hall of Famers that have birthdays on July 7th that I could find. If you find one and you want to make sure I know about it, please email me at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We will make sure we make that correction and recognize that player. But we do have some players that are not yet in the Hall of Fame. In July 7, 1958, Matt Sui. He was a Penn State University running back that played pro ball for the Chicago Bears as their fullback. July 7, 1973, Aaron Beasley, a defensive back for the NFL that played for the Jaguars, Jets, and the Falcons. He played college football for the Mountaineers of West Virginia. And for more stats on the football people that were in professional football, check out the July 7th profootballreference.com. Click on that July 7th, and you'll see all the birthdays of all the professional football players that are listed on profootballreference.com. That is a great website reference that we use quite often here in the football history headlines in your birthdays of Hall of Famers. Now, we really want to appreciate you. This is a short, abbreviated edition of our football history headlines. Not a lot of news for July 7th, but we appreciate you coming here. We hope you join us each and every day because we will bring you more and more football news and information every single day pertaining to the football history of all levels of football, from high school. If we can find the little gritters, history, we'll bring you some of that too, all the way up to the professional level, and not just the NFL, but we'll bring you the World Football League, the CFL, the USFL, AAFC, AFL, and, you know, the Spring League even. You know, everything that we can think of, World Football League, the NFL Europa, the Spring League, the Arena Leagues, the Indoor Leagues, everything that you can think of in the world of football that has news and has a history, we will try to bring to you each and every day of the year whenever it pertains to that date. And also the Hall of Famers, the College and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And we're trying to expand that too. We might go into the CFL's Hall of Fame here soon if we can get information on their birthdays and bring you those birthdays as well and talk about the great players, paying tribute to them on their birthday. What a special thing that truly is. And we do it each and every day, and we thank you for joining us. You can find us on the sportshistorynetwork.com, where myself and over a couple dozen other podcasters are podcasting their butts off over there and just bringing you sports history information with great guests and great topics on a daily basis over there. There's always somebody dropping a new podcast over there, so make sure you check that out. You can also go to your favorite podcast provider and look for the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch and follow us on there. You'll know as soon as our episodes drop, which is about midnight Eastern every single night. Even our bonus editions come at 12:01 a.m. So when we have those, usually 3 to 4 times a week, we'll have a bonus edition, including our football by numbers series. We are up in the 60s and going strong there. So make sure you give a listen to that and see if your favorite football heroes make our top 10 list. Every substantial player that we can find in the NFL's history will show up on one of those numbers, we hope. That's the end goal. And of course, if we miss something, email us at pixiandispatch@gmail.com and we will try to make it corrected for a future podcast. And you can find us on our home website, pigskindispatch.com, your portal to positive football history. You will see all of our blog posts, all of our podcasts, YouTube videos, you name it, we have it there. Also, follow us on social media, Twitter, we're at Pigskin Dispatch. Facebook, we have the Pigskin Dispatch page. You can follow me, Darren Hayes, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and we also post on the R Sports History subreddit of Reddit quite regularly as Pigskin Dispatch, so make sure you check those out. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that. Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.